talks on Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken today spoke with France's foreign minister about the efforts of NATO and other allies to address Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's border. The president's national security advisor says enough Russian troops sit outside Ukraine ready to attack.
Jake Sullivan on Fox News Sunday said a Russian incursion into Ukraine could happen any day now. He adds sanctions remain the first course of deterrence. And while an American troop presence is being seen in the region, its intent is clear.
The United States is not sending forces to start a war or fight a war with Russia in Ukraine. We have sent forces to Europe to defend NATO territory.
Sullivan says the U.S. remains resolute in supporting Ukraine with military equipment. He also warns Russia of the global diplomatic isolation it would suffer if it chooses to invade. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Republican lawmakers calling for an investigation over emails between Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Francis Collins, who headed the NIH. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher.
What we now know is that on January 27th, Dr. Fauci was affirmatively told that his organization, NIAID, was funneling money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology through the EcoHealth Alliance. This then started a critical five-day period where a group of scientists went to Fauci and to Dr. Collins and told them that the virus looked like it was genetically modified.
Gallagher on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Israeli media reports say police have used sophisticated spyware against a key witness in the corruption trial of former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu's lawyers are demanding answers about what was gathered and how. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
The Republican National Committee last week officially censured Representatives Adam Kinzinger of Wisconsin and Liz Cheney of Wyoming for serving on the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol Hill attack last year. Texas Congressman Mike McCall says the GOP is setting a less than united front through the censures, and he believes it would be better served answering some simple questions for the American people.
What are we going to do for the country to get the majority back in Congress, to get the White House back in 2024? It's not helpful when they see us divided as a party rather than unified.
McCall on ABC's This Week. Delta Airlines asking for further punishment of people convicted of a disruption on board a flight. Fox's Laura Cantor reports.
Delta Airlines telling the U.S. Department of Justice that unruly passengers should be placed on the national no-fly list. The Associated Press reporting that Delta's CEO, Ed Bastian, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland Thursday. Bastian stated that this punishment will help prevent future incidents and that there should be zero tolerance for any behavior that affects flight safety. The number of unruly incidents on Delta has increased by almost 100% since 2019. The FBI, which maintains the no-fly database, declined to comment. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Today's the deadline to get your entry in for Hormel's giveaway ahead of Super Bowl Sunday.
Just in time for football next weekend, a chance to win Hormel's Chili Cheese Keg. The company says it's a fully functioning half-barrel keg that holds up to 15 gallons of dip. That's enough for 1,000 servings. The deadline's today on Hormel's sweepstakes page online where you can enter to win the keg that Hormel says it'll personally deliver to the winner's home on Super Bowl Sunday, where the winner will also need a beer keg to wash it down. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.